Today is the 14th of January, 2024. My name is Ray. I want to say a big thank you to everyone for listening in as we share in a regular rhythm of worship and devotion together. If you're joining us for the very first time, let me say thank you and welcome. Each episode follows a really simple pattern. It's a mixture of prayer, scripture, and music. It's easy to pick up as we go along. Don't forget, you can download the Walking the Way prayer book and today's script. And if you'd like support Walking the Way, or you want more information about the podcast, head to rayborrett.co.uk. Or you can follow the links in the episode notes. We always start each leg of Walking the Way with our opening prayer. So let's still our hearts. Let's come before God. Let's pray. Loving God, who exists from eternity to eternity, and is not at one time in a single place, because all times and all places are in you. I want to understand my destiny as a child of yours. Here I stand, weak, mortal, and frail, in the middle of all the immensities of nature. But we are blessed by you, Lord God, because you've made us in your own likeness, and you've breathed into us the breath of your own life. Father, within these poor bodies, you've set a spirit that is similar to your own spirit. Within this mortal, corruptible body, you've planted incorruption and eternity. And within this mortal, you've planted immortality. So from this little room and this short time, I want to lift up my mind beyond all time and space to you. You, the uncreated one. Until the light of your face lights up all my life. Almighty God, you raised our Lord Jesus from the dead. You set him at your right hand in glory everlasting, and I thank you for this hope of immortality, with which through many ages you've encouraged your saints, and with which you sealed us through the same Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. 1 Samuel 19, verse 18. When David had fled and made his escape, he went to Samuel at Ramah and told him all that Saul had done to him. Then he and Samuel went to Naoth and stayed there. In our chapter again, Saul is trying to kill David again. And David escapes after his wife Michal, Saul's daughter, warns him. And he goes to the prophet Samuel and tells Samuel everything that happened to him. And it got me thinking about who we turn to when we're going through tough times. A YouGov survey in the UK recently, done in 2021, found that 1 in 5 people say they have no friends. And a very similar figure, I think it's slightly more, said they felt unloved. And so I find myself asking the question, are you one of them? And who do you turn to in difficult times? As Christians, it's easy to say that we have a community and we have people around us. It's true. Our relationship with God means we are less likely to feel lonely, and our church communities can provide us with some really deep, meaningful friendships. But there are still lots of people in our communities that are hurting, who've experienced some really horrible things. And you may be one of them. And the chances are that no one at church knows, because we simply haven't, or we simply won't share it with them. Sharing our trauma and our challenges with someone necessitates trusting someone. And if we don't trust someone, we don't share. But sometimes we need to take the plunge and tell someone what we're going through. God knows what you're dealing with. But he also knows that it's not good for us to be alone. Those were the words that he said when he decided to create Eve. And if we ask him, he will make the people that we can talk to known to us. We just need to be brave enough to talk to them. We're going to have our first piece of music just to give us some time to center ourselves on God. And then we're going to get into our Bible readings for today. And today we read 1 Samuel 19.
Thank you.
Heavenly Father, as we approach your word today, help us to hear it with your wisdom and respond to it with your grace. Amen. Our Bible readings this week are taken from the New International Version, and today I'm reading 1 Samuel 19. Saul told his son Jonathan and all the attendants to kill David. But Jonathan had taken a great liking to David and warned him, "My father Saul is looking for a chance to kill you. Be on your guard tomorrow morning, go into hiding and stay there. I will go out and stand with my father in the field where you are. I'll speak to him about you and will tell you what I find out." Jonathan spoke well of David to Saul his father and said to him, "Let not the king do wrong to his servant David. He has not wronged you, and what he has done has benefited you greatly. He took his life in his hands when he killed the Philistine. The Lord won a great victory for all Israel, and you saw it and were glad. Why then would you do wrong to an innocent man like David by killing him for no reason?" Saul listened to Jonathan and took this oath, "As surely as the Lord lives, David will not be put to death." So Jonathan called David and told him the whole conversation. He brought him to Saul, and David was with Saul as before. Once more war broke out, and David went out and fought the Philistines. He struck them with such force that they fled before him. But an evil spirit from the Lord came on Saul as he was sitting in his house with a spear in his hand. While David was playing the lyre, Saul tried to pin him to the wall with his spear. But David eluded him as Saul drove the spear into the wall. That night, David made good his escape. Saul sent men to David's house to watch it and to kill him in the morning. But Michal, David's wife, warned him, "If you don't run for your life tonight, tomorrow you'll be killed." So Michal let David down through a window and he fled and escaped. Then Michal took an idol and laid it on the bed, covering it with a garment and putting some goat's hair at the head. When Saul sent the men to capture David, Michal said, "He is ill." Then Saul sent the men back to see David and told them, "Bring him up to me in his bed so that I may kill him." But when the men entered, there was an idol in the bed, and at the head were some goat's hair. Saul said to Michal, "Why did you deceive me like this? And why send my enemy away so that he escaped?" Michal told him, "He said to me, 'Let me get away. Why should I kill you?'" When Saul had fled and made his escape, he went to Samuel at Ramah and told him all that Saul had done to him. Then he and Samuel went to Naoth and stayed there. Word came to Saul, "David is in Naoth at Ramah." So he sent men to capture him. But when they saw a group of prophets prophesying with Samuel standing there as the leader, the Spirit of God came upon Saul's men and they also prophesied. Saul was told about it and he sent more men and they prophesied too. Saul sent men a third time, and they prophesied. Finally, he himself left for Ramah and went to the great cistern at Seku. And he asked, "Where is Samuel and David?" "Over at Naoth at Ramah," they said. So Saul went to Naoth at Ramah, but the Spirit of God came even on him, and he walked along prophesying until he came to Naoth. He stripped off his garments, and he too prophesied in Samuel's presence. He lay naked all that day and all that night. This is why people say, "Is Saul also among the prophets?" We're going to have our second piece of music, just to give us some time to think about some of those bits of scripture that have caught our attention. And after the music, as always, we're going to pray. Before we say our prayer for today, I'd appreciate if you guys could pray for me, actually. Most of you, maybe not, but some of you will know that I'm actually a church leader, and currently my superintendent is off on long-term sick leave. So I'd appreciate prayers for Keith, actually, as well. But that means that I'm covering his workload as well as my own, which is why sometimes the episodes of Walking the Way can be, seem a little bit erratic. Generally, it's because I've had to put work before the podcast, which is not something I ever wanted to do. But I would appreciate your prayers, please. Our prayer today, take it from our Walking the Way prayer book, is a prayer for our civic leaders, both our local leaders and our national leaders. So let's pray. Heavenly Father, those you've tasked with governing carry an enormous burden, because the decisions they make affect the lives of people not just in our towns or villages or counties or nations, but all over the world. And they especially need your touch to lead, Lord. So strengthen them, loving God. Give them wisdom and grace. Let them speak and act with honesty and integrity in all situations. Give them a glimpse of how much you love them and how much you love the world you created. Draw them to yourself, Father, in an ever closer relationship with you. Pour out your Holy Spirit upon them. Speak to them in the quiet moments as well as amidst the chaos. Soften their hearts, Lord, and make them true servant leaders. Bring strong, wise, and spiritually mature people to surround them. Speak truth to them through the voices of those they trust. Give them wisdom to reject the voices of those who would urge them to seek only personal power and glory. Let them know deep in their souls that it is only with and through you that victory is won. And it's only through you and your power that our country and our world are made whole. We pray these in the precious name of Jesus. Amen. We say together the prayer that Jesus taught his disciples. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us and remain with us now and forevermore. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord. You've been listening to Walking the Way. All the details for today's episodes can be found in the show notes, including the scripture passages and credits for the prayers. If you'd like to support Walking the Way, and we really would appreciate it if you would, links to our giving page and also to our subscription service is in the episode notes as well. For more information, head to rayborrett.co.uk, or you can find me on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Don't forget, you can also listen to us on TuneIn and Spotify. My name is Ray, and so until next time, I'll be here waiting as we continue Walking the Way.